Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, here for a reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer and Robbie Lula back with you at the Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Brookside Medical, revolutionary treatment for ED. Let's go to our injury update, where there's really only one thing to pass along. We're getting to the point of the year where it is... We're in the point of the year because it's the last two potentially games of the season, potentially the last game of the season, where it's all hands on deck from a bullpen perspective. So everybody's sort of available, or at least will be available tomorrow in a potential winner take all. But remember, Oklahoma lost Rhett Squires early in the series to that broken hand after he took a pitch off the hand in this College World Series. And that's about it. We've stayed relatively healthy.
Yeah, we had some dehydration issues earlier in the week when we were...
Shouldn't be an issue today.
Yeah, so I think we've got a high of like 79 for the day.
I have 73 degrees right now.
It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous day for baseball.
Love that. And the injury update is presented by Methodist Health System. Personalized care when and where you need us. Methodist, the meaning of care. All right, Robbie. So one thing that you have... you've convinced me on.
Okay.
I used to make fun. Look, here's a couple things you have to know about Ravi Lula. He's a big snack guy.
I enjoy eating.
He stays strapped with snacks.
Usually, yeah.
And so when I first sort of met Ravi, he had all these snacks, and I was like, what do you have going on here? And he would say, well, this is my bag of pepperonis. That I bought from the store. Usually, you know, you take out the pepperonis and you put them on a pizza. Well,
or a sandwich sometimes.
I made a homemade pizza this week.
Yeah.
Or maybe a week or so ago, something like that. Had a bag of pepperonis.
You had some leftovers, didn't you?
And when it was 11:30, maybe even later in the evening, one of those nights a couple nights ago, I was looking around in the fridge. I didn't want to make anything. I didn't want to get out any utensils. So you go to the cold cuts drawer.
Sure.
Didn't have any cold cuts.
Yeah.
But what I did have was a bag of pepperonis.
You sure did.
And then I sent Ravi a picture, and it said, hashtag bag of pepperonis. And I think I'm in on this as a snack. You've convinced me.
That's how it starts, right? That's how it started for me.
You're saying pepperonis are a gateway drug? Gateway snack?
I'm saying pizza is a gateway to pepperonis as a snack. Because I would get these frozen pizzas, right? And they never put enough meat on the frozen pizza.
No.
So I supplement the pepperonis on the pizza. I usually supplement the cheese, too. But, you know, that's just me.
No, I've done that before.
And so, but you don't need so many pepperonis as to use the entire bag or even most of the bag.
No, because there's a lot of pepperonis in the pepperoni bag.
It's true. And you only need a handful to supplement your frozen pizza there. So how often do you eat frozen pizzas? Not that often, typically. Usually kind of a one-off.
No, I usually get pizza from somewhere else, and in that case the pepperonis doesn't need to be more pepperonis.
You don't need to supplement the pepperonis there, and so you end up with this bag of pepperonis in your fridge.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it? Sometimes you're just looking at it, you're like, you know what, and here's where it really starts.
It stays around for a while.
It does. They stay good for a long time. Hashtag processed meats.
Yeah.
And but nice. here's where it really starts, right? So you're putting the pepperonis on the pizza. You pop one in your mouth while you're doing your little...
Of course you do. Who doesn't?
Chef Boyardee stuff, right?
Yeah.
Pop a couple ronies in your mouth. You're like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
And then you put the bag back in the fridge.
It's my favorite part about cooking, actually. I just get to eat all the ingredients that are going to make up the food.
Exactly. So you have your pizza a couple days later. You're scavengering through the fridge, you know, at midnight. And you're like, you know what? Remember that one time I just threw a couple ronies in my mouth while I was making my pizza?
Yeah.
I could just do that without the pizza.
I went back in. It was one of those situations. I'm sure you've been there. I went back in. I grabbed the pepperonis, grabbed a couple out of there, ate them, put them away, closed the fridge, grabbed a drink. Guess what I did after
you
that?
You went back.
I went back
you
in.
Always
I
go
grabbed
back.
The I grabbed the bag
you
of pepperonis.
Always go back.
And guess what? I still have more. I felt like I ate a lot of pepperonis that night.
That's the point.
And I still have more.
It's such a good snack.
And they're stackable, you
yes.
know?
Yes, you can just grab a stack.
Yeah, you don't want to
move on.
You want to be careful with how many you eat at a time. You know, I would say one, two, or three.
You mean
would you agree
in one
with this?
Mouthful?
Yes.
Oh, I go single at a time.
In one pop.
I go one at a time. I like to enjoy the
That's
roni.
Good. That's
yeah.
good.
I don't eat the whole stack. We're not doing a Pringles thing here.
No.
You can stack them as an easy like transportation method.
So you've sold me on this, and I would like to just let the world know that if you go to the store, you're looking for a good snack, yeah, you can grab your chips and
sure.
whatever else you have in
sure.
the store. Nobody's gonna, you know, make fun of you for doing that. But don't forget about the small bag of pepperonis
grab
in the make your own
pepperonis.
In the make your own pizza aisle.
Let me open up your world a little bit even more here. You're gonna move on to a point sometime, I don't know when. Takes people different amounts of time. You're gonna think, you know what? They make better tasting pepperonis than this.
Wait.
They do. They have like gourmet pepperonis. They have
Do they make different flavors of them?
Not really different flavors, but they're like, you know what I mean here. So I got you. You can get your cold cuts out of like the pre-packaged whatever, or you can get them straight from the deli.
Which I love.
It's kind of the same deal with pepperonis. You can get the very standard, I think they're Hormel, just like in the little red bag.
I'm pretty sure they were, yeah.
And they're terrific. Great. I love the Hormel pepperonis. But you can go to like a deli or a meat counter.
They'll slice me some pepperonis.
And you can get kind of artisanal pepperonis.
This is like craft beer for pepperonis?
Yes, 100%. You've got your Bud Light, and you've got your Hazy IPA.
Yep.
All right? I'm just saying, you may never get there, but it's a next step in that world.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
If you take that step, you're going to like it.
I've like, you know, you go to the deli counter, and you're getting probably the same one or two things every time. But
yes.
Every now and then, I'm like, you know what? Why not? They're like, hey, we got this new pastrami in. I'm like, what? What am I going to do with this pastrami? Grab a half pound.
Just eat it.
Grab a half pound. You know, just eat it.
Yeah.
You might supplement it on your normal turkey sandwich.
Sure.
I'm not saying that you have to derive too much from the path that you normally be on. We like our routines. We're men.
Yeah.
But you throw a little pastrami on that turkey sandwich. It's not the worst thing in the world. I would venture to guess it's the same thing for pepperonis.
Oh, yeah. Pepperonis are actually a nice supplement because they got a little more flavor than some of your other cold cuts.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little pop on your sandwich.
Love it.
Here's the other thing. So I'll buy straight up Soprano style, just the
gabagool,
the Italian style cold cuts, right?
Yeah.
You got your prosciutto.
Yeah.
You got your salami.
Yeah.
You got your
strike me as a charcuterie tray guy.
Oh, I love a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you love the cheese or do you just love the meat?
I enjoy the cheese.
What about the olives?
Out on olives.
Yeah.
Olives are one of my least favorite foods in the universe.
Wow.
Olives and mushrooms. Out.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
All the way out.
Olives don't taste like anything.
No, I just don't like them.
The green ones that you have to use a toothpick, I don't like those.
It's a texture thing for me.
Mm.
Don't
They're
enjoy
slimy.
The texture of an olive. But what I'm saying is, yeah, you get the charcuterie meats, and you start using those as snacks. Sometimes you get the fancy pepperoni in your charcuterie meats. Oh, it opens your
yeah.
horizons to a whole new world of snacking.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I ate one bag of pepperonis one night because it was a topping on my pizza, and I just found it in the fridge, and now I'm buying charcuterie boards.
You have no – and you don't – here's the best part. You don't have to make the board. You can eat it right out of the package.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No prep required.
Yeah. My wife likes to make the board, so maybe I can just ask her to do that.
See,
too.
My wife will make the board as well. You know what you got? Here's – I'm going to open your eyes to a cheese situation here. You ready?
Yeah.
You ever had a nice toasted brie?
I don't. Maybe.
So it's a soft cheese.
Yeah.
You toast it. You put it in the oven for a little bit. You grab some crackers. Your mind will
just dip it.
Yeah. Your mind will explode.
I'm open to the cheese game too. I haven't delved that deep to be.
You need to get in the cheese game. There's a whole world of possibilities out there.
Josh Peterson tweets in. He says, "My God, you two are making me hungry." We're just talking ronies, man.
It's just a little rony talk between friends.
Doing what we do. Hey, and speaking of being hungry, you can come by the Zone booth inside the Omaha Baseball Village and register to win ice cream for a year. from Ted and Wally's. Ted and Wally's, the official ice cream of 1620 The Zone, celebrating 35 years with over 3,000 flavors. Benson in downtown Omaha. We'll come back. Just a few segments left before we turn it over to Kevin, Scott, and John over across the street at the Chuck, getting ready for Ole Miss and Oklahoma Championship Series game number two. Back from the Omaha Baseball Village next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.